To leave a church because of malpractice or a difficulty is equivalent to saying you are not resting on principle, not working out from principle. Under those conditions, of course you were not comfortable. Now, do not take these statements personally. We are not talking about person, but we are talking about the error, the hypnotic suggestions, the mesmerism which you may be tempted to personalize. Paul said, quote, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Close quote. You well know that, endowed with spiritual power as you are, you can speak with authority. You are not fearful of any suggestion. That which seems to delay truth and hinder its operation in your experience is the human resistance. Are you a human? Can you be undermined? Does divine love meet human resistance? Divine love knows no such thing as human resistance. It can know nothing the opposite of itself. You live and move and have your being in divine love. Quote, "Error of statement leads to error in action." Close quote. State things correctly. You must be exact in your statements. If you do not have a correct statement in your major premise, your conclusion will not be correct. You cannot reason logically from a relative statement. Check your premise carefully. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Incorrect reasoning leads to practical error." Close quote. If you do not detect the error in your major premise, your conclusion may seem logical, and you may think you have made a logical deduction, and you may rationalize yourself into saying, "Well, I am just naturally tired. I can't go on without a lift of some sort." Remember, divine science is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost, Mrs. Eddy says, is the patient's spiritual power to resuscitate himself. Close quote. You are the patient in this case, and you have divine science. You have power within to fully resuscitate yourself. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Close quote. All materiality is a sense of hypnosis. It is always a lie. Then you never handle it as a material state to be destroyed, but as a mental state to be corrected. Matter is always mind misstated. When you reverse the misstatement and state it correctly, you are translating matter back into its original state, mind. The belief that matter holds the issues of life and death is a belief of poison. Matter is a belief of limitation. Therefore, limitation is poison. And the antidote for the poison is to understand the infinity of your being, which annihilates all limitation. We see that animal magnetism is a mere negation, telling what God is not. Many advanced metaphysicians grab hold of the negative happily and then treat it as another name for error, as though it is something outside of God's creation. Animal magnetism is the reality of being expressed in negative language. Fear. Quote, "To succeed in healing, you must conquer your own fears as well as those of your patients and rise into higher and holier consciousness." Close quote. Their fear is your fear. Does not their fear come to you as consciousness? If so, it is your fear. When you know you have something to do, do it. What have you to fear? Quote, "Fear is a belief of sensation in matter. This belief is neither maintained by science nor supported by facts and exists only as a fable." Close quote. Practically all your fears are based on the supposition that man is a creator, that you were born, that you began. Thus, you are carnally minded. The answer to that is death or an end. When you are not afraid, fear cannot portray itself objectively as a threatening, untoward condition calling itself a disease. Thinking of yourself in any shape or manner other than having no qualities underived from God makes you conscious of yourself as a person, and this produces fear. Sooner or later, you have to see yourself as reflection and having only the divine qualities. In that state of thought, no one can have a fear. Is not. We will now discuss is not. There is no room for an is not in infinity, because infinity is. Is not then outside of infinity? This would deny infinity and is impossible. Now, the is has to be before you can have an is not. When you deny what is, you are only confirming that which is. If truth were not present, you could not deny it. The is always the truth, and the is not the lie. Truth is. The error is the lie about it. Error is the is not. You can never be conscious of that which is not. If is could ever become is not, then it was never is. You can never get rid of I am, I exist. Is not would be saying I am not, I is not. In your work, you deny the disease, and yet you may be still thinking there is something besides all. There may seem to be a false consciousness of that which really is, but you can never really know an is not. To think you can know an is not is only a notion. the acknowledgement and realization of that which is as all there is instantly frees you from that which seems to be but is not. Mrs. Eddy's discovery of the unfoldment and realization of that which is, and that this is all, eliminates at once all that seems to be, but is not. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "A knowledge of aught beside myself is impossible," quote. And again, quote, "God's law is in three words, I am all. And this perfect law is ever present to rebuke any claim of another law." Close quote. Light. Let your light shine. If your light is under a bushel, just let it shine. The bushel is only a temporary obstacle, and God removes all obstacles. Let your light shine until it is able to consume or unsee any untoward or material condition. No darkness can withstand the light of God. John says, quote, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Close quote. Quote, "Error of any kind cannot hide from the law of God." Close quote. One ray, one emanation of the divine, is eternal and finally lifts the gloom and lets in the light. You have that divine spark, that conscious realization that you exist. Quote, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." Close quote. Quote, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Close quote. You can never lose this divine spark within you. No matter how rugged the path may be, the light still shines, and the darkness can never put it out. Quote, "Continue steadfast in love and good works. Children of light, you are not children of darkness. Let your light shine. Keep in mind the foundations of Christian Science, one God and one Christ." Close quote. Quote, "Allow nothing but his likeness to abide in your thought. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow your clear sense and calm trust that the recognition of life harmonious, as life eternally is, can destroy any painful sense of or belief in that which life is not." Close quote. Quote, "Let the perfect model be present in your thoughts instead of its demoralized opposite. This spiritualization of thought lets in the light and brings the divine mind, life, not death, into your consciousness." Close quote.